I'm sorry that they tell me the time is over, but still we will extend it a little bit, please. I would like
to. You, if I took you correctly, you said that the immigrants from the West Indies had tried to adopt almost 100% to ways in this country.
Not everyone. Did I say that?
No, some.
No, yes, many. Most.
Many, yes. How would you, what is your feeling about the young people who are caught between the two cultures in this country, the young people of Islam? How do you feel they're coping with these very...
You see, the problem of the West Indians is, unfortunately, you know, has gone out of hand completely. Because it is the American influence on the blacks in their country which has created a new society which belongs neither to their origin nor to the newly acquired values. And that is what they bring. This is what they have inherited. They bring to Europe and England in particular. And this causes a strange problem. You can't, you know, swallow it and can't throw it out either, you know. Something remaining in the mouth. Their problem is much more compounded because of lack of morality. That is the main thing which we suffer from today. The freedom given to Christianity, by Christianity, was only limited. But the freedom given to them by the American culture knows no bound. So that is why the sense of morality is practically destroyed. With a people who are stronger in physique and more, you know, spontaneous in their reactions, if they are immoral, they always create problems. Even the white children, you know, who have that special trend to respond immediately, you know, without contemplating the consequences, etc., they will always create problems in the home, and they do. So a whole section of a big society which has become a part and parcel of your economy, and also who you need for your sports and the glory in the world arena to win medals and so on, they have got this, you know, negative role with them to play. So, unfortunately, you know, unless we try to moralize them as well, to educate their children with the universal concept of morality, I think in the immediate future we can't see any solution to that problem. Thank you. Now, as they told me, the time is already over, but they will extend it, find some room for this program in the television program, schedule, that's right. So thank you so much for coming, and it's a pleasure meeting you, all of you.
And, thank you.
I found all of you genuine inquirers, without prejudices, you know, and this is the pleasure of such meetings. It benefits both sides equally. And I'm very happy, and I hope this transfer of dialogue, of attempt to understand each other better, will be productive.
Could I make a comment which could be off the record? Yes. I'm a little concerned about your comment about the African Caribbean young people. I actually agree with a lot of what you say, but I think we have to remember that they come from a background of slavery, which has a great effect on self-esteem and self-worth. And also the emphasis on sporting achievement, which is to do, to some extent, with being big and strong. It always helps. I would never be a sports person, too small. But, I mean, it does help. But I think also there is also the effect of education, where we, as the teachers, have put the emphasis. So I think it's quite a complex issue. I don't know whether Marcus would agree with me.
Yeah. I agree with you as well. Absolutely. What I was trying to...
Yeah.
Put across during my answer to your question.
Yeah.
Their problems relate not only to slavery, but to the overall attitude of the dominant white society towards them.
That's right.
They live in a sense of, you know, having been deprived
that's
of
right.
all the rights which belong to them. and they are promoted in the irresponsible behavior rather than you know, educated to reform. They are promoted as if by unseen hands. But the whole American society knows what's happening, and they want them to continue to misbehave. As such, they will no longer be able to find their true position in comparative life through genuine means of rising through education, through working hard in every field of human achievement. So they are, by this, they are being further pushed down to a society which is closer to the animal way of life rather than a civilized way of life.
Even more marginalized.
Yes, that's right. So they come not directly from America. From America only those blacks come who are already educated, who are an exception to the rule. But you have not seen, I hope, Harlem and the way these people, you know,
no, I'm concerned.
Grow like worms.
Yeah.
And vermins.
No, I'm concerned about the self-image that some African Caribbean young men have of themselves, which is, I think, quite harmful at times.
Exactly.
It does go back to this
That's
idea
right.
of no deep culture with which you can identify. It's identifying with this superficial
That's
picture
right.
that white society has given of
exactly.
Hit a ball well, run hard, be a film star,
right.
you're great.
That's right. This is exactly what
yeah.
I agree with, and
yeah.
this is what I've been trying to
yeah.
cross. You see, the problem with these people is more profound than we can reach.
Yeah.
That is the unfortunate part. They're the product of a few hundred years of a conscious attempt to keep them below their part by the whole American society. And by their specimens, you know, just to show as showpieces, they highlight the importance of some blacks by making them generals and win the Iraq war and so on for America. But their own pieces, showpieces. There's no real worth, no decisive powers within them. And the Hollywood also offers them some attractive positions or status in life, which is attractive more to the society than actually to the blacks themselves. And the fighters and all this, you know, the boxers and things. But unfortunately, they should be attended with graver concern. Wherever I have been to America, both north and south, my message has always been this to them, that for God's sake, get rid of your inferiority complex. The greatest danger you face is from your own inner self. If you continue to live with that inferiority complex which you have inherited for the past many centuries, this inferiority complex will always be an ally of the oppressor, never your own ally. No people have I found emerge successfully from their struggle with this inner enemy of inferiority complex. And we have discussions, some with some leaders as well, and some understand. But unfortunately, this interference by the other world powers into the American situation and the American quiet players at seeing these people destroyed and divided in religion in various irresponsible groups and further damaging their image in America are all complications which are very unfortunate.